Welcome to Geeky Live. Hello, everybody. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast dedicated to you and me, geeks. Everything from movies, TV shows, hobbies, life, relationships, anything that talk about us, what we are, what we are going to be, this is for you. And I hope you join me every week, every Friday, an episode of Just Geeky Live. I hope you can say,
you had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Well, I guess I got your hello. Welcome back. And this is Geeky Live. I'm back again a couple weeks later. And this is January, the end of January 2022, episode 26. And this is Geeky Live. Geeky Live? What the heck is Geeky Live? This is your first time coming. This is where the geek get together. We talk about video games, movies, TV shows, sci-fi, a little collectibles, a little bit of everything, life, who knows. And today we're going to talk about something very special. I'm a gamer like most of the geeks are, and somebody had a preference, Xbox, PlayStation, somebody had both. I got lucky they had both, but first let me tell you, today we talk about Game Pass versus Sony. What? I don't know, is it gonna be Spargos, the new system? They're gonna call it Sony PlayStation Plus, Sony PlayStation Now, Sony PlayStation, who knows? Who knows what it is? But let's talk about Game Pass. Right now, we talk about Game Pass and the competition of Sony that is gonna announce in a couple weeks and see what happened. What the great news we have a week ago on Game Pass and all this stuff. But again, I'm Frankie D, you are in Geeky Life. What the heck is Frankie Lee? Frankie D, I'm a YouTuber, a small YouTuber. I had like 2,000 subscribers, 400,000 views. For the past 4 years, I've been doing that, reviewing me TV shows, movies, a little bit some video games, a little bit everything. But this is my podcast. The podcast I want to talk to you about a little bit of everything that geeks like. And today we talk about the most important part for gamer, this is Game Pass. I mean, you want to be a PlayStation or you want to be a Sony. It doesn't matter what you are. Game Pass is revolutionary the gaming industry. We call it, they've been called 20,000 times, this is the Netflix of video game. Yes, it is, but The great Phil Spencer, create this. I always say Phil Spencer is like the Kevin Feige for Marvel. He came out with this over 3.5 years ago, little by little. In the beginning, the Game Pass didn't even get it because most of the games I didn't care. But little by little, we were building. It will take time when the new studios come up. I mean, when you start buying studios. And we see that last year, Bethesda. And it was insane, $7.5 billion. And all the studios and all the games are coming out with Bethesda. It was insane. I mean, really, it was incredible. Bethesda with Xbox would have Dishonored, Wolfenstein, which is unbelievable first-person shooter, Elder Scroll, Fallout. I never was a big fan of Fallout. Fallout 76, I didn't care much, but that's a big, big follow-up for this game. Doom, my God. And the game we've been waiting for past 7 years, 6 years, is Starfield, who's coming 11-11-22. The Evil Within, Prey, it's just, and going on and on and on and on, because the list of this Bethesda software and is insane. The Zenimax Studios, Arkane, Machine Game, Tango, GameWorks, AlphaDog, that was insane. I mean, really, when they bought it last year, $7.5 billion, I said, oh my God, this is insane. I mean, $7.5 billion. I mean, my God, Disney paid $4 billion for Lucasfilm. For a Star Wars ride. I mean, what the heck? But a week ago, we have an announce on a Monday morning when nobody at 4:30 in the morning, Remember, I didn't know. I was asleep. I tried to sleep. I had insomnia. I don't sleep well. And my buddy Walter, who's been in my podcast, who's been in my YouTube channel many times, who's most of the PlayStation fanatic, always making fun of me because I'm a Game Boy and an X-Boy fanatic. But we both like both gaming. And gaming is what we love. He just texted me at 4:30 in the morning, dude. Microsoft bought Activision. No, it didn't. He's just pulling my leg. I'm not sleeping. I said, what the heck are you doing awake? I said, nah. Sometimes he's joking around. I said, yeah. Then I started to say, hold on. It's $69 billion. This is insane. It's insane. It's insane. I mean, we say when it did happen, it been all over YouTube. Everybody's talking about it. We don't want to talk about much, but really, when you think about it, $69 billion is insane. And the most important one, and when everybody's crying, Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is the number one game in the world. I mean, really, it's a moneymaker. In the United States, the number one game was Call of Duty, Vanguard, and the second one was last year, Warzone. What the heck? First and second, and Best Buys. And they are absolutely going to be exclusive. And you know that everybody's crying. Everybody says, oh no, this is not going to be in the PlayStation. It had to be in the PlayStation. Listen, they have, and you read, it's had contractual deals with them. And the next, they already announced that the next three Call of Duties are going to be in PlayStation, because they're going to be, you know, third party for both, and because it's part of the contract. But once the contracts are done, it's the same that happened with Bethesda, they're going to be exclusive. And there's no reason that any studio, Sony, Microsoft, Apple Plus, doesn't matter who would buy this studio, nobody would spend $70 billion to give this away. And nobody. I mean, you have to be realistic in the world. They say they're very careful what they say, because still the deal is not going to finish. You know, it takes a long time to do paperwork, finish all the stuff, and until the beginning of 2023. But once it's done this, it happened with Bethesda the same way. Little by little, it's going to be coming all this game to Game Pass. And, you know, it's just not just Call of Duty, Tony Hawk's series, Crash Bandicoot. They have a humongous library of games. It's insane. Bethesda, Blizzard. I mean, oh my God. But Call of Duty is the one that everybody's crying, everybody's saying it. They're going to be in the next three games, because Call of Duty, they are not making one game a year. They're making three different varieties with three different studios of Call of Duty. So those three different games are going to be in the next year, in 2023 and 2022. I would say 2022 and the beginning of 2023, they're going to be on the PlayStation. But once the deals are done, Call of Duty and everything else is going to be on day one exclusive on Xbox. But let's first talk about Xbox. Look at what Game Pass is. It's growing and growing and growing. They announced that they had 25 million subscribers. That was a 7 million increase from November. So I would say by summer will be around $30 million subscribers. And it's probably by the end of the year, it will hit between 35 to 40 million. And I'm going to keep going. Look at the revenue they produce this for them. It's a humongous revenue. You think about $15 a day, a pop, at 25 million subscribers, that's $4.5 billion a year in subscription only. And they're going to keep going and going and going, because look at Microsoft, what is coming on. Dreamscaper on February 2nd. Visage, Age of Eternity, Total War. That's coming on the next few weeks on console and PC. We know there's coming a few more but the more the everybody's waiting. Because we had Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six Extraction came out right away on day one on Game Pass, and but everybody is waiting for Starfield, and everybody's waiting for November 11, because that's the it's a game that we've been waiting for, and it's Stalker. Stalker number two, Harold Chernobyl is coming again. It's coming in December. Redfall, which is supposed to be in this. It looks great, the preview of last year when they did it in E3. It's a new IP. It's supposed to be exclusive just for Xbox. And it's going to be an Xbox Series S, Series X, and a PC. And it looks very cool on it. And there, if you read it, I can read you so many lists, but it's insane the list that Bethesda have. And without talking about even Activision. Look at just once this deal is done with Activision, once they deal with previews that had to be on third-party consoles, Xbox, it will own technically 90%, maybe more, of the first-person shooters. I mean, you talk about, you know, Wolfenstein, Doom, I mean, Halo, Call of Duty. I mean, it's just, there are so many. And look at the list. I'm sorry, I can't even talk the list. The Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Wolfenstein, Doom, Dishonored, Quake, Starfield. I mean, you can make a list and there's no stop. Or games, and it's impossible for Sony to compete this. And this is why my problem is where people keep complaining about Sony. No, Sony have great exclusive. Absolutely. Sony have great games. And but how many great games are exclusive on this year? Okay, The Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima was released in the end of last year. Okay, it was a redone of the Ghost. But now, okay, we have Demon's Souls, Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart. Okay, great. Coming up. Great, great game. Looking beautiful. This year we have Horizon Forbidden West, God of War, Ragnarok, and GT 7, Gran Turismo 7, which I can't wait for Gran Turismo. I'm a racing guy. I can't wait for Gran Turismo 7. I've been playing the old one, GT Sport. I'm playing, it's the most of them playing the PlayStation 5 is GT Sport. And it's an old game. It still looks great. And because Forza Motorsport, they're rebuilding the whole franchise, is not coming probably until next year. Unless it's a surprise in the end of the year. I don't think so. I don't think they want to be ready yet. I think because Forza Horizon 5, it was a humongous hit and looked beautiful. I think they're going to wait one more year to give it more sport, more time to make sure the Spanish and Polish and everything else. But when you see that, it's just, okay, Xbox have great library, but Sony just have three or four more games. Great, great games, big games coming up. Other than that, it's just, how they're going to compete? Because the problem with people complaining to me, I said, we have Sony, an unbelievable library. Absolutely. You have great games. I don't want to complain. And look, God of War is going to be insane. Horizon looks beautiful. It's not my kind of game. I tried to play the first one, tried to catch up. For some reason, it's not my kind of game. It's just, I couldn't get into in that game. But I don't say it's a bad game. It's just not for me. I mean, you can't play every single game. Everybody has their own game. But that's it. I mean, how many games I come in exclusive on day one on the platform that will be PlayStation Plus or PlayStation Now or the new Asparagus that's supposed to be announced in 2 weeks on State of the Play in Sony? It's supposed to be announced. That's the rival of Game Pass. There is no rival for Game Pass. There is nothing they can rival the Game Pass because Sony cares about the money. Only Sony cares is a $70 games. They want to make money on the games. They will never put Game of War, God of War, on day one exclusive. They will never put God of War on day one and you can play in the platform. Never for free. They will never put GT for free. They will better know any games that have exclusive. They will never big AAA games. They will never ever put it for free because they care for the money. Microsoft, they care for the subscription. That's all they care. That's all they want. And when you see Activision, they had Call of Duty, Warzone, all these kind of games. And when you add it, the library they had that studio. The library they had Bethesda. The library they already had the 23 studios before that with Microsoft. It's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. Plus all the backward compatible. You're going to have a chance to have thousands of games that you never gonna need to buy a single game ever. Unless you wanted something exclusive on PlayStation, you don't need to. Any third party, most of the biggest third party, it will be owned by Microsoft. And that is something that it cannot be compete. It cannot be compete. A lot of people complain to me, oh, Frankie, you are an Xbox fanatic. Yes. Yes, I am. But I had to be realistic, and you had to be realistic. Game Pass is the best gamer companion in history. And one of the problems that people don't understand is why Microsoft is doing this. Why is spending so much money? Oh, they wanted to control everything. Microsoft don't want to have 25 million subscribers. Microsoft, no, they are not playing for 30 million subscribers, 40 million. The idea of Microsoft, what is buying all these studios, this is my opinion, but this is my, if you have a different opinion, send me a note, give me a comment at my podcast. I will put it in the next one. We can chat if you want. But this is my opinion why Microsoft's buying this. They're not buying for the Series X or the Series S. Okay, cool. We're going to have it. Going to take another year to get more exclusives. And they care for all these studios to bring new IPs. Of course, we're going to remake the old IPs that we have, all the old games, probably Call of Duty, and they need to stop building it every year. They will need to take... sorry, I need to drink a little water. They need to take a break for 1 or 2 years because there's too many Call of Duties, even so they look good, but they need the new, a revamp the stories. They make it a little bit better. And Microsoft can do it. They've done it with everything before. And I think that's what Microsoft want is think about in the next console. This is why they're spending so much money. They don't spend money for this console. They spend it for the next 3 or 4 years. When the next Serie XL or whatever they call Serie L, whatever they call the next Xbox, they're going to have a library exclusive. They're going to have a completely domination of first-person shooters. Technically, a first-person shooter would be dominated by Xbox. And they're going to create by these studios new IPs. That's what they want. And they want to revamp new games from old games that they want to remake. And Phil Spencer said, okay, I want all these games from Activision that we haven't done be work before. I want to redo it again. I want to just create new games. And Guitar Hero is one of them. I used to be more a Rock Band. More the Guitar Hero, but I would love to. Rock Band is coming in 2025. They just redoing Rock Band again. Thank God it's coming back. I used to play a lot of Rock Band Beatles. I still have my guitars, and it's compatible with the Xbox Series X and Series S. And but I'm going off. That's why Microsoft is buying all these studios. Microsoft buying all these studios for the next generation. Console. By the time we get that generation, the goal for Microsoft, that's why they're spending so much money. They're gonna keep buying more. I'm sure the next one is gonna be a Japanese studio. If Sega is not coming out, something else coming out. They want to dominate the whole console as Netflix does, but they want to create 100 million subscribers, and they will have it. With all these studios create, all these IPs, they're coming up brand new. All the IPs that we have, all the library you're going to have, it would be insane. People don't have an Xbox on Xbox Game Pass and control it because you don't going to need a console. Now it's with xCloud, which I was one of the beta testers 2 years ago, one of the 1,000 beta testers on the first edition of the xCloud, which played like crap in the beginning, but ended up being great. And now it's all over. The goal for Microsoft is everybody can play an Xbox game. You don't need to have an Xbox. You can just turn on the TV. They're working on the app for the old TV, LG and LG and Samsung. They're working on and TCL. They're working on an app on their TV. They want to be exclusive in their TV. So when you turn on TV, it's going to be a Game Pass app. You turn it on, you turn on your controller from the Xbox, and you play Xbox Game Pass in your TV without having Xbox. All you have to do is buy your Game Pass. And by that time, probably would be $20. If it's $20, I don't care. Who's going to have a complaint and say, oh my God, they raised the price. They raised the price on Netflix. Do you going to tell me that anybody complained about Netflix? If you complain $1 or $2 because Netflix went up, shut the freaking up. Because there is nobody in the world. It's 225 million subscribers on Netflix in the world. And nobody doesn't play Netflix at least once a day or once a week. Nobody. Everybody is playing Netflix almost every day or every other day. The content on Netflix is insane. If that's what Microsoft wants. Once you have so many content, that unless you have 27 hours a day, you won't be able to play. And that's the difference between Xbox and Sony. It's a rumor this morning, and my buddy Walter sent me a text that told me it's a rumor. This coming out that Sony is buying EA Sport, Electronic Arts. I hope it does, because I don't know how that's going to work, because Electronic Arts, EA Sports, isn't a part of the Game Pass. So that's going to be a problem, too. They're going to have to wait, and once they become exclusive, they can work on FIFA, because FIFA become a stupidity of games. They're going to have to change the game, because it's not going to be FIFA anymore. Because they don't want to pay $1 billion for the 4 years exclusive name license. So it's going to be different, but they can work on it and make it better because FIFA haven't been a good game in 4 or 5 years. Madden is a joke. Madden is just a joke of football, American football. They're doing NHL and they have all those PGA Tour, Formula One. Formula One is a good game. I like it, Formula One. Formula One 21 has been very good. And they got other games, of course, but Need for the Speed, it used to be good. Right now, it's just, it went out of the touch. Battlefield 2024, 2042, it was a nightmare. It looks beautiful in the release of the trailer last year. But when they want to, I download it because it's part of the Xbox for EA. And I downloaded it, tried to play the first 10 hours, and I just played an hour and a half. It crashed all over. I couldn't even play. I was killing people, and people not die in front of me. So what the heck? It was a nightmare. They need to work on Battlefield. They need to work. They can bring Anthem, which is one of the best, the EA, because they're all free. But Mass Effect, they can revive it and make it better. But one of the best games they have is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the Fallen Order. The last one was awesome, and they're making the second one. And hopefully they get in touch with that. If they buy, I hope they just do Star Wars like it's supposed to be. It was a great game before. I don't want to ruin it. And they had a great list. They had a great library, EA. It's not a huge popular. EA has been in problems for a long time. and people know our mini subscriptions, and that's what was part of the Game Pass. But other than that, it's just good luck for Sony. I don't know what they're gonna do. I can't wait for the state of play and see what the new Spartacus system is gonna work, how they're gonna do it, what they're gonna plan. I don't think it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be most of it to play old games and backward compatible, and just if you want to play the library of the older games from PlayStation 1 and up, maybe that's what it's gonna be. But new games, I don't think it's gonna come on day one like a Game Pass. I don't think they're gonna compete in that way. I don't think they. My buddy told me this morning, EA. I haven't heard anybody to say EA, but this is what happened just now. I just read before I start reading, getting the project on. Hold on. Let me just find what I was looking for. I was looking for something that it came up in. Okay, I think it came out this one. This is what I just come up. The Gamer website come up with a new article. Just now, the retailers in Europe are warning to the customers, don't buy PlayStations and think about it, what you're going to buy. Right after, I don't know if this is true or no, but it just came out in the Gamer. The retailers, and especially in France, they are just telling the customers, hey, think about it, what you're going to buy, because after this Call of Duty series and all the Activision and the Blizzard buyout, Xbox would be the best way to go. Even if they don't have it on hand, both of it, they think this is the one to buy. To me, both consoles are great, but if you had to buy one in this moment, after the Activision, after the Blizzard, after the Bethesda, after this Game Pass, the future of Game Pass, I had to choose Xbox. And not because I'm an Xbox fanatic. It's because realistically, economically, this is the way it is. And even if you don't have a 4K TV, a Series S is a great bargain for $299. And you can play every single game on Game Pass. You can play only in 1080p, but why not? If you don't have a 4K TV or you don't care for the 4K TV, you're still going to play every single game. It doesn't look exactly like a Series S, but it looks very good. And it's just compatible with every single game. But this is the problem. This is why I say the Game Pass versus Sony. Is it versus Sony? Is something that can compete? Because this is what all the PlayStation people keep complaining and try to argue that it is not the great. We had such a great exclusive, but when you start counting exclusives, yeah, they do. But how many you have? They are great, and how many you have with the Game Pass? I mean, last year, the end, Game Pass destroyed. A great finish it with Horizon, Forza Horizon 5. A great finish with Halo. And Halo with a campaign, which is awesome. And Halo with multiplayer, which is insane. They are playing like 20 million people playing Halo multiplayer. And this is free, and they know how to do it. And it's just a great game, and games is coming out soon. It's just one after another, Xbox is coming with new games. And I don't see a way they can just compete with Game Pass. It's no way for me. And I think Xbox and Microsoft are not done. I think by the E3, maybe 3 or maybe 5 December. I would say by October or September, Microsoft's going to buy something else. Microsoft's going to come up with a new, I think the key, what they want is a new Japanese studio. is always wanted by Sega. I don't think Sega that can be rich. Maybe Sony would buy it. But other than that, I think they're still buying one more studio. I think they're reaching for one more goal. And tell me, what do you think? I've been all over. I've been talking about all over. But I just try to make sense what Game Pass is, what Game Pass is doing right now, and what Sony's trying to do. But it doesn't make it, nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what Sony's going to do. It's just, it's so confusing because the name is Paragus, and it's going to be it's just a PlayStation Plus, a PlayStation Now, it's a combination of both. But to me, I think, and I'm sure it's what it is to play the library. Sony has like a great library from old games, but that's it. No new games are going to be exclusive on day one. And that's the humongous difference. That is the big difference they're going to identify Game Pass versus Paragus or whatever they call it. Are you agree with me? Let me know. Am I just rumble too much and said, dude, now I think PlayStation's going to win. Let me know. How? How is it going to win? How is it going to beat Microsoft with all these games they're buying and the library they're going to have in the end of the year? Let me know. I hope you had a good time. I hope you had a good conversation. Maybe you argue against the phone or the radio when you listen to me. And I say, you are insane. Oh, I agree with you, Frankie. I agree with you. You're right. And right now, Xbox is kicking ass. And to me, it does. Well, I hope you had a good time. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for joining me for the first time. I'm Frankie D. This is Geeky Life, where the geeks are getting together. We talk about games this time. Next time, I'm going to talk about sci-fi movies and TV shows, movies, which is coming out. And, hey, did you see did you see the preview of Halo? The series coming up on March 24 on Paramount Plus, and who knows where it's going to be around the world. Holy cannoli. That show, I can't wait. It looks insane. That is the geeky that we've been waiting for a long time. That's the game that any Halo fan for 20 years like me, we've been waiting for 10 years for that show. I can't wait to talk about when that comes out. But until the next time, stay safe. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for joining me. Geeky Life, recommend, share it. Give me a like if you can when you listen it. Until the next time, stay safe. Thank you for listening. And ciao.